To mark the anniversary of the coronavirus in Arkansas last month, the Arkansas Department of Agriculture donated 10,000 oak tree seedlings to the families and friends of those lost to COVID-19. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth explains how the project came to fruition.
Late last year, Joe Fox, director of the Arkansas Department of Agriculture's Forestry Division, says his department got a call from the state's epidemiologist, Dr. Jennifer Dillahay. She wanted to find a way to mark a full year of the pandemic in Arkansas and memorialize the more than 5,000 people who have died from the disease.
So the COVID-19 Memorial Seedling Project was conceived by a support group that Dr. Jennifer Dillahay attends, and it's a support group for families of COVID-19 victims led by a pastor whose church had been hit rather hard with COVID-19 and had a few of that congregation had passed away, to go to a Bible verse, actually, in Isaiah that calls for, that talks about mourning and talks about recovering from mourning. And one of the phrases said, and plant oaks of renewal.
So that's what Fox and the Forestry Division set out to do. Every year, the state grows over 8 million tree seedlings, mostly hardwoods, at the Bauckham Nursery in North Little Rock to sell. But now, they've set aside about 10,000 of those nut-all oak trees for this memorial.
These are bare root seedlings that were grown at our Bauckham Nursery in North Little Rock. We're very proud of our nursery. So we had plenty of nut-all seedlings unsold and made seedlings available from, I think it was March 11th.
And he says thousands of those seedlings are still available now at 13 locations across the state for anyone affected by COVID-19.
We're happy to distribute seedlings. We would request, you know, if someone does not need to come looking for 200 seedlings, but if you want one or two, that sort of thing, we're happy to do that. All one has to do is to call our local office, and they can arrange a pickup time for the seedlings. We have them available at the Bauckham Nursery in North Little Rock, but Fayetteville on Garland Avenue, in Clarksville, Greenbrier, Ash Flat, Jonesboro, Forest City, Monticello, Malvern, El Dorado, Stamps, and Dirks, and also we've got a few in Paris at our office in Logan County at Paris.
And Fox says inexperienced arborists shouldn't worry. The Department of Agriculture offers assistance and best practices for planting their memorial seedlings.
And nut-all oak is a grand tree discovered or named by Thomas Nuttall, one of the early explorers of Arkansas, and it grows pretty much all over the state in bottomland situations near creeks and streams or on the hills. It's a very hardy tree, so we're hoping for good luck with these seedlings as they're planted. And now, right now in March, is toward the end of the planting season. We think of April the 15th as being just about the time that you want to end planting. When the trees are fully leafed out, we plant them in the dormant season. So we do have a one-pager of how to plant your bare root tree that we give out with these seedlings.
And Fox says families across the state not only lost loved ones to the pandemic, but many missed the chance to celebrate the lives of those who died. And he says planting a tree is one way to keep their memory alive.
To plant a tree, and especially an oak tree that is gorgeous in the spring, gorgeous in the fall. It helps clean our air. It protects our water. All those good things, provides shade, and just is gorgeous. The aesthetics are wonderful. Nuttall's a great representative of all the good things that trees do for us as humans. It's a grand way to remember our loved ones.
Those interested can schedule an appointment to pick up seedlings in their area through the Forestry Division website at agriculture.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.